Welcome to The Creative Brew, helping you keep your creative juices brewing. We're giving out chunks of insight, motivation, and practicality for your creative journey. Narco is just not a company, it's a way of life. Born from the vision of embracing the gnarly spirit, we at Narco are dedicated to crafting American-made products that embody the essence of adventure and freedom. Our mission is clear: to empower individuals to live life to the fullest, unapologetically, being themselves and finding tranquility in the pursuit of remarkable experiences. You can visit Narco at narcousa.com.
My next partner is Elevate Coffee Trading, and if you appreciate specialty coffee, enjoy outdoor adventure, and love helping elevate the lives of children around the world, then you're going to love Elevate Coffee Trading. Their mission is to extract hope through love, coffee, and adventures. There's free shipping in the United States, and every bag of coffee helps sponsor health and education for children in coffee-producing countries and in areas of need in the United States. You can use promo code ELEVATE21 on your next order, and you can follow their journey on social media at Elevate Coffee Trading. Or you can visit online at ElevateCoffeeTrading.com, and let's start extracting hope together.
And this episode is brought to you by Baba Coffee, smuggling good vibes. Baba roasts their coffee beans each week and only offers the freshest coffee. They have espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, pour over, or drip coffee. You can try their cold brew coffee, nitro cold brew, or bulletproof coffee, and boba milk teas. They also have a wide assortment of delicious food. I would suggest you try the avocado toast, mimosas, wine, or beer. On the weekends, you can check out some great music like the Soto Six and food like Eliza the Shelf and others over the weekend, every Friday and Saturday, beginning at 6 p.m. You can check out everything they got going on Facebook and Instagram at Baba Coffee.
Hey, and welcome back to a new episode of The Creative Brew, giving you insights on your creative journey. Today, this is a special episode. I wouldn't say special episode, but this is episode 207 of the show, and the title is called Level Up. We're actually here. Quick shout out to Oceanside Comic Stronghold here in Oceanside, California, and always the privilege of coming by and checking out the friendly neighborhood comic book shop. So they got a wide assortment of new issues, back issues, graphic novels, all kinds of Pokemon merch. So swing by, check it out. Also got a cool assortment of indie comics as well. So come by there and check it out. They'll be open all week. But you know, if you're a fan of comics and movies and pop culture, swing by, check it out. This is a really cool shop. So this is another special shout out to Oceanside Comic Book Stronghold. Today we are talking about Level Up, and this is actually from a message that a fellow creator sent me online, and thinking about it, I know for a lot of creators and people in the creative arts, you know, sometimes the stigma could be, you know, really trying to figure out like what we actually do. The message, you know, that the creator sent me, she was at a dentist, and the dentist said, hey, you know, and talented creator. She said that, the dentist, said that I needed to, you know, quit art and animation completely and go to a normal trade job. And it sort of struck her a little bit. And I've had that happen to me too as well. You know, sometimes we people on the outside can sort of, you know, they can, you know, you're trying to figure out like, what do you actually do? You know, we're in creative arts, you know, we do all this amazing artwork, but you know, sometimes people are like, you know, what do you actually do? You know, you know, I'm very fortunate to where, you know, just through years and years, I've been able to, you know, keep a client base, but, that's not the case with everyone. You know, there's a lot of people, even in the design field, graphic design field, even in the creative arts field, people are looking for ways of, making a pretty cool living, being a full-time creator. And there's different ways of going about that. And, you know, sometimes you can get lucky. Sometimes it just takes hard work. It really depends on the person. But I'm really going to go back to, almost like an RPG game, like a video game. You know, we all start out as, just a base player. You know, we've got these abilities. We've got these talents and gifts. It's in us. But sometimes we have to go through specific side quests and journeys to be able to, get the connections, get the, maybe acquire the technology, the resources, the people needed for you to level up. It's very easy to say, yes, we would love to, have everything all at once, but it doesn't happen like that. Sometimes we have to go through those challenges. We have to go through those journeys in order to get stronger, in order to, learn the necessary lessons for us to become, the best version of ourselves. I know there's been many cases, even for me. There's clients that, I would love to work with, but if they had approached me maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I don't think I would have been ready for them. So I think it's just one of those where you figure out ways of constantly, working on your skill sets. Constantly learning, figuring out, ways of just acquiring new skills, learning how to sell, learning how to communicate, maybe learning a new skill. I mean, even with me doing this podcast, learning how to podcast, learning how to create, audio and video content. I didn't go to school for that. So this is self-learned. But at the same time, you really dig in, find something that really works for you, and you just figure out ways of just digging in and just staying consistent. Through this, through this channel, I'm able to get, various opportunities to do different things. But I don't think that would have happened if I hadn't started this podcast. So, maybe for you, maybe there's certain things that, maybe you're on the ropes about certain things. Maybe you're like, I'm not, I don't like being on video. Well, maybe just doing an audio podcast might be better for you. Maybe you're just, like I said, you're better just communicating your ideals and, you don't have to worry about being in front of a video. That could be a better option. Or, if for my, gamers, definitely live streaming. Even for my artists, definitely consider, live streaming. For me personally, I love seeing, people's their processes, like how they create certain pieces. I enjoy that more than the finished piece. So maybe consider that. I know there's other channels. I see a lot of people creating, membership sites. It does work for a lot of people. It really depends on your audience, or if you've got a really large fan base. I mean, if you got someone that's got, you have 10,000 followers on Instagram, I think it would be really wise for you to create some kind of membership page. Or I know a lot of people on Instagram now is starting to do subscription pages, figure out ways of adding bonus content on there. But there's all kinds of different ways to level up. But we'll go back. Everyone has to start out as a bass player. Then you start getting new connections, you start learning new skills, you start to problem solve a little bit. And like any game, at the end of each level, you do encounter a certain challenge or, a boss of that level. And if you're able to get through that challenge, you start to get even more knowledge and more skills. So, a lot of times I love trying to combine certain aspects or figure out ways of, like, how can we make something applicable to life. I do feel like everything that we do is art. Life is art. Everyone's creative in their own, form or fashion. From someone that does some kind of incredible portrait to someone that has to, make a sandwich or dinner for their family, and they've been working all day, and maybe they're a single mom, who knows, or a single parent. That's creativity in its essence right there. It's figuring out how to make something work. So we'll go back. Once we see this as a game, we understand that there's always levels. And knowing that, what if you knew that, okay, I'm going to get to a certain point, but I'm going to have to encounter all these side quests, all these ups and downs, all these great opportunities to get where I need to go. And through the course of this, you're going to be able to amass all these incredible friends, all these incredible experiences. You're going to gain so much knowledge and wisdom. That's even more enjoyable than the actual destination, is knowing all the things it took to get to that point. Because no one could ever take that away from you. You know, if something happened, you know, matter of fact, it goes back to, I know I've heard before, you know, with people that, you know, it can be a millionaires or billionaires, you know, they could lose everything and still figure out ways of making it again. So even with where you're at right now, or maybe someone that's been a seasoned creator, or maybe someone that's, you know, they're getting to certain levels, no one can ever take away the knowledge and the resources and all the connections that you've made over the years. You know, you can build that back up. So that's, that's one of those where once you start learning that, you start to build up, you start to, you know, get to a certain level, you start to become empowered about yourself. So don't, you know, for people that's, maybe they're like, I struggle a little bit, I'm trying to figure out how to get my first client, or, you know, I don't know if I can make this work. Don't worry about it. What I ask for you to do is to stay consistent, figure out ways of just learning something new every day. You know, yes, you're really good at what you do. You could be really talented, but if you don't have all the resources or the connections with the people around you, that's going to help get you to that next point. Sometimes it could be a really hard journey if you're going about it alone. And that's something that for any creator, anyone that's, you know, that's in the creative field, is figuring out ways of getting around people that's going to uplift you. Sometimes it can be really hard to do this by yourself, really hard to do it alone. You don't want to do this alone. That's not what life is about. Your life, you know, life is about figuring out ways. The creative journey is figuring out ways of, getting around the people that's going to help uplift you. And at the same time, you know, you're uplifting them, and you're, you know, using that energy for the, you know, for the greater good, and you're becoming a better person because of it. You're becoming a better creator because of it. You know what? I think that's what I got. Sort of a motivational rant for the day, but you know, that's just something that was on my mind. Is just figuring out ways of just, you know, leveling up. Different ways of doing that. You can podcasting, video, live streaming, licensing, e-commerce, partnerships, speaking, writing. It's really limitless. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do right now. I mean, even if you're someone that's in graphic arts, or, you know, a designer or anything, I mean, easily you could create one of your designs and put it up, or maybe use some of the print-on-demand sites and create all kinds of different designs based off of your one design, and leverage that and use that to create a whole product line. So there's different ways of going about it. Everyone has their own specific talents and gifts. Your job is just to figure out ways of the avenues that work for you. Because what you're really good at, I might be horrible at. So, you know, figure out what really works for you, what you feel comfortable with, and then you just get really good at it. If it fits you, fits your personality, then that's the direction you need to go. There's no right or wrong. You know, this is the creative journey. This is what the show is about. There's no right or wrong. It's just understanding what your journey is, what the quest is, and, you know, you figure it out. You know, you win some, you lose some. But it's about the journey. I'm sorry. It's not about the destination. It's about the actual journey and, you know, what you acquire through that, and that's how you level up. So that's what I got today. Once again, special shout out to Oceanside Comic Stronghold, friendly neighborhood comic book shop here in Oceanside, California. Swing by, check them out. First of all, support your local businesses. You know, they are the lifeblood of any city, any community. Please support them. in any form or fashion. It could be, you know, sharing out what they're doing on social media. If they got specials, post it out. Or if you know, if you swing by, I mean, a lot of times they're doing artist signings and things like that. Hey, swing by and support a local artist, someone that's trying to, you know, maybe they're trying to get a book. They're trying to promote their book. Support them. So that's what I got today. And once again, quick shout out to some of my sponsors. First of all, Baba Coffee in Carlsbad, California, Elevate Coffee Trading in the Dallas, Texas area, and Osco No Luck based out of Oceanside, California. If you're interested in sponsoring the show in some form or fashion, send me a DM on thecreativebrew.tv on Instagram, and let's chat. Let's see how we can collaborate and help get your brand on the show. So that's what I got today. Be creative, stay inspired. No, I won't take it. No, we won't take it. Life is about to give you ups and downs. All the wins and the outs and the smiles and frowns. They will tell you to settle down, stay on the ground. But no, I won't take it. No, we won't take it. The same